ॐ शांति
ॐ शांति
सतगुरुवार के दिन
टुडे डे ऑफ द सतगुरु आई कैरीड एवरीवन्स लविंग रिमेम्बरेंसेस विद माय सेल्फ एंड एज आई रीच द सटल रीजन
बाबा दूर से अनेक फरिश्तों के साथ
I saw Baba coming from a distance with a number of angels. And as Baba came closer, I noticed that the advanced party souls, members, dadis and the senior brothers were with Baba. They stood in a half moon circle before Baba and Mama. It was a very beautiful scene. I then asked Baba, "Where have you come from?" So Baba replied,
"Bab apni advance party ke jo ki gupt riti se."
The advance party souls are establishing. Are carrying out their task for the establishment of the new world. So Baba took all of them on a world tour and they all saw what is happening in the world. On one side, the five elements are ready in full force to bring about transformation. In the second direction, the scientists are carrying out their task in an incognito way. And thirdly, some human beings are entangled in certain things. So they're carrying out some tasks that they don't know what they are doing, that is affecting the task of establishment as well. In the fourth direction, there were many, many souls of different religions, of different organizations, big and small. They were standing in a sense with their aprons stretched out. So they were asking for God to listen to the cry of their prayers, and that they should receive some attainment or the other. So Baba said, such a time is coming. But every soul will stretch out their hand, their apron. They are ready to receive something, some attainment or the other. But the children now have to stabilize themselves in that form of being a bestower. Baba smiled. Baba's form was very, very loving and powerful. Baba then emerged many, many sisters and brothers in front of him and then said, "You are hearing the bells of time, but before that, what do the children have to do?" Baba was smiling and then showed a scene. There was a very beautiful fountain-like structure and waves were spreading from that fountain. There was a switch on this fountain that had to be pressed. But as Baba asked the children to press the button on the fountain, the children found that it was not switching on. Baba opened that switch and there was a very beautiful diamond in it. It was sparkling. But the fountain was not working. Baba then told the children to look closely at why the fountain is not working. As they were looking closely at the diamond, there were two, three types of lines on that diamond. One line said, "Manmat, dictates of the own mind, one's own mind." Second, to interferences from external sources, and thirdly, the third line was,
अपने अंदर जो शक्तियाँ हैं, उन शक्तियों को अहंकार के रूप में और चौथी तरफ उसमें दिखाया,
to have ego about one's own powers. And the fourth line was just going around in circles. Baba then explained, the facilities of science are giving a lot of happiness, but as you move along, there's the influence of external situations, and then those same facilities of science are not able to give happiness because of some complication or the other. So what do the children have to do? Create a stage very clear, that is very clear like a diamond, in which there is total clarity, there's no thoughts about you, or doubts about yourself or questions about external influences, because as you move ahead there will be different scenes, different storms of Maya that will come to shake you in a stage. Externally everything will look very good, but then there will be some that will create some kind of flaw in the inner diamond. The children have to pay special attention to this, that I, the soul, am a diamond. I'm absolutely clean and I have a clear connection with the Father. So don't give too much attention to external matters. Apply a full stop at every step. Apply a full stop to every scene of drama. Bring clarity within the self and adopt perfection within the self. Baba then showed the diamond once again. It was now very clear. Baba then set the diamond in that fountain, and they were able to press the button, and those waves were spreading from the fountain. After that, waves flight, and they were spreading blessings all around, those all around the fountain. Baba said, time is also telling you now to make your inner stage powerful. Let there not be any influence of external situations. Be very clear with the Father. Don't think unnecessarily about what's going to happen. Is Baba here with me or not? Baba is always with the children. You don't have to think unnecessarily here or there, or where am I to go to meet with the Father. You are under the Father's canopy of protection. Baba is holding on to your hand and he is the one making you move ahead. He is your backbone, he is your companion. You are under the canopy of the Father's protection. So just surrender everything to the Father, all your thoughts to the Father, and remain light. Make your inner stage powerful. I then told Baba that groups from Bhatti have come for their Bhatti. Groups from Delhi have come for their Bhatti in Pandey Bhavan. Baba then told the advanced party souls and Jagdish Bhai, because today's anniversary, Baba told all of them that these souls have come from the future capital of the world, Delhi. So Baba has pride, and the advanced party souls have also pride in this group. So just hurry up and complete this task of establishment, make yourselves complete and perfect, bring newness within the self, and enable others also to experience this newness. Baba then said for the group that this is a fortunate group. The whole Brahmin family is united in one thought to create the Rajdhani, the capital for the new world. whether it's children in Bharat or foreign lands, we are all one family, we are with the Father, and we have to continue to move ahead with this unity, and we will definitely go to our new kingdom, and we will complete the task for our new world. I then offered bhog to Baba. Baba then gave remembrances to everyone. I then returned. Om Shanti.